hoping the water's clear. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The work continues in Baltimore to open the shipping channel near the downed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Governor Wes Moore says the ultimate goal is to rebuild the Key Bridge, but that can't happen until the waterway is clear. Planning continues to make that happen. Coast Guard Admiral Shannon Gilreath says part of the clearing includes the Dolly, the ship that hit the bridge, which has part of the superstructure still resting on it.
We've got engineers that are working to plan how we remove portions of the bridge from the dolly, as well as remove damaged containers.
A second passage channel around the collapse has now been opened with plans to create a third.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Officials say the bad weather today made it impossible for divers to resume their search for the bodies of four construction workers who were killed when the bridge collapsed. Israel's military chief says the airstrike that killed seven aid workers, including one American, was the result of a misidentification and a complex condition. The general expressed remorse over the killings, calling them a grave mistake. The international charity group World Central Kitchen has paused aid into Gaza as a result. And in a statement, President Biden said in part he's outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of the workers, calling them a tragedy, saying Israel's investigation into the incident must be swift. It must bring accountability. And he says its findings must be made public. Severe weather in the Midwest and plains with confirmed tornadoes touching down in Kentucky and Ohio. That same system could bring a blast of winter to parts of the Northeast starting tomorrow.
We're talking about feet of snowfall coming down 4 days, particularly at some of these higher elevations. Don't be shocked if areas across New Hampshire, Vermont see several feet of snow.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
At least 29 people have been killed after a daytime fire at a nightclub in Turkey.
The Masquerade nightclub was closed for renovations when the fire broke out. The venue's managers and one person in charge of the renovation are among at least five individuals being detained for questioning. The club's based on the ground and basement floors of a 16-story residential building in the Beşiktaş district of Istanbul. It's thought all the victims were involved in the redevelopment work. The fire's been extinguished and its cause is under investigation. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A man has pled guilty to attacking a Muslim state representative in Connecticut. Andre Desmond was charged with a June 2023 assault on Mariam Khan, the first Muslim to serve in Connecticut State House. He pled guilty to attempted third-degree sexual assault, attempted first-degree strangulation, and risk of injury to a minor, all felonies that would require a five-year prison sentence. His sentencing is set for June. A significant data purge for Google following accusations of illegal surveillance.
Google agrees to delete billions of data records to settle a 2020 lawsuit claiming it deceived Chrome users by tracking their web activity when they were using the browser's private incognito setting. While the tech company calls the claims meritless, the agreement also requires Google to share more about how it collects information and put limits on future data collection. If approved by a federal judge in California, it could apply to 136 million Google users. Plaintiffs valued the proposed settlement at $5 billion, but it does not include damages. In a statement, they say the agreement marks an important step toward improving and upholding our right to privacy on the Internet. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
No winner in last night's Powerball drawing, with the estimated jackpot now $1.09 billion. The next drawing is tomorrow night. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.